chapter 7. I'll read verse 7 and 8. Read like this, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And he that knocketh, it shall be opened." Turn with me to Matthew 11, and verse 12. Matthew 11, and verse 12. Reads like this, "And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force."
Right.
I want to preach a message tonight. The Lord will be my helper. I want to pray, preach, push, pray until something happens.
Amen.
You know, a few years or so ago, we see this word push, P-U-S-E. We see it on bumper stickers. We seen it on caps. We seen it everywhere. Push. You know, that's the title of my message tonight, is pray until something happens. You know, I think about this revival we just come out of. I believe if we would have sought a little bit longer, if we would just pushed a little bit harder, I believe we would have seen revival take place. You know, that's where revival comes from tonight, church. It comes through pushing. It comes through pushing back. Every weight, every sin is so easily beset you. It takes getting along with God. That's where it's at tonight. You enter into them secret places. You enter into that closet. And you shut the door and you pray to your Heavenly Father in secret. And your Heavenly Father which seeth in secret, he shall reward thee openly. You know, I thank God that we can push. You know, I read in the scripture tonight, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. And we got to press our way in. We got to push our way in tonight. If we want anything from God tonight, we got to push. We got to press. It don't come easy no more. We got to press our way in.
Right,
we got to press our way through. It's no more than a preacher brought out last night. You know, when a woman was sick with an issue of blood, she had to press her way through the crowd. She had to push her way through to get to Jesus. And when she came touch, when she but touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. That's what it takes. It takes pushing. I don't know what you stand in need of tonight, but you hear and you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It comes through pushing. It comes through prayer. You can't give up. I'm telling you right, when you give up, you're right on the brink of a breakthrough. Push tonight. I don't know if you need to be sanctified, holy. It comes through pushing. It comes through getting along with God. It takes getting along with him and get him on the main line. Pray. Seek his face. He said, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Why ain't you seeing them tonight? Because you ain't pushing. You ain't pushing hard enough. You ain't praying hard enough. I'm telling you, he's not going to withhold no good thing to the man or woman who walks up righteously before him.
That's right,
buddy. He's not going to do it. I'm telling you, look at one tonight when I wanted the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I started pushing back the plate. I started pushing back the food. I started getting along with God. I started crying out to him. I said, "Lord, I got to have it more than anything. I want to be filled with your spirit." I'm telling you, it was a right on time, God. It was in his time, not in my time. But I had to push.
That's right, brother, man.
There's something I had to do. You're looking at one tonight. I prayed and I sought and I prayed and I prayed. I kept going before the throne of grace. I kept pouring out. I kept pushing. I said, "Lord, I got to have it." And I tell you, on a 2006 day, I'm in September 2006, the 21st day of the month. I'm telling you, he baptized me in the sweet Holy Ghost. And I've never been the same. It took pushing.
Come on, brother.
It took praying.
and kept seeking his face. And I pray until something happened.
Right. Come on, amen.
You know, it brings me to a life. You know, he was man subject to that passion that we are. You know, he prayed earnestly, and it might not rain for a space of 3.5 years. I'm telling you, that rain not upon the earth, but he prayed again. I'm telling you tonight, he prayed again. He pushed his way through. He sent his servant up to the mountain 7 times and come back down a 7th time. Did you see anything? He said, I see a cloud as a man's hand. He said, you tell Ahab to get on his back and a rain stop at night. I'm telling you, if I pray or do, push, pray until something happens. I'm telling you tonight, that's where it's at. If you want to see anything done, we got to pray. We got to seek his face. You know, it's in the book of Psalms, book of 91. The man that gets in the secret places of the Most High God, he's going to abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Are you getting in them secret places? Are you pushing through an altar of prayer?
That's right. Come on.
That's where it's at. You know, I think about old Jacob. You know, I think about him as he wrestled with an angel. You know, it said in one place, he wrestled all night long with an angel. I tell you, he said he had grabbed hold of him. He said, I'm not no time you lose. And it was next to the break of day. He said, I'm not no time you lose till you bless me. I'm not no time you lose. That's what we got to do tonight. We got to wrestle. We got to push. And hold our prayer if we want anything.
Right, brother. Go ahead.
You don't get nothing if you don't pray. Little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power.
Come on.
That's where it's at tonight. It's in prayer. It's in seeking his face. It's on calling on him. He said, call on me when I'm near. Call on him tonight when he's near. It's time to seek his face tonight. It's time to call upon him. I'm telling you tonight, if you need anything from God, he's got a storehouse. We can enter in. We can enter in. We can go in and out of fine pastures tonight if we just push.
That's right. Come on.
Just push just a little bit.
Amen, brother.
You know, when you're pushing, you're pressing against something. It's pressing. You know, you just got to force it. You got to press your way on it. You know, when we go to an altar of prayer, you know, we got to take and all the things that comes against the mind. We got to take and get it all behind us. Say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch my mind. In the name of Jesus, I'm going through. I'm going through tonight.
His
name's pushing. You know, my book tells me, my Bible tells me, there's no temptation tonight taking you, such as coming to man. Whatever way temptation, he makes a way out for you to be able to bear. I'm telling you tonight that we got going through something. We need to start pushing. We need to get out of all that prayer. We need to start coming before the throne of grace. You know, that's where we got to go to. We got to go. His grace for every need tonight. His grace. His grace. There's no more than I brought up to one of the sisters last night. You know, Apostle Paul, when he had a thorn in the flesh, Brother Donnie, he had that messenger from Satan that bothered him until he went forward to the throne of grace 3 times that it might be removed. But he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. I'm telling you, he pushed on through. He got the answer.
That's right. Amen.
We got to push. We got to push tonight. I'm telling you, thank God that we can push our way through. You know, that's what the scripture teaches. Until the day of John the Baptist, until now, that kingdom of God, it suffered violence. And my man was pressing his way through. I tell you, I thank God for pressing and pushing. You know, it brings me to mind tonight. You know, the woman that kept going before the unjust judge. She said, forgive me of my debt. Forgive me my debt tonight. I'm telling you, that old king, He said, I don't want to forgive her in my own words, but where she continued coming, she worried me. I'm telling you, he forgave her that debt so much more. Will the Heavenly Father forgive you? And it come from faith on the earth. You know, she was persistent in prayer. She kept pushing.
That's right, brother. Amen.
She was persistent. She kept going before the throne of grace. She was persistent tonight. It brings me up to what a scripture comes to the mind. You know, when Peter, you know, when he was locked in prison, you know, he had socks on his ankles, he was fastened on his ankles and everything. You know, it says the church was praying without ceasing for old Peter. You know, they were seeking his release, praying for his release. Pushing had a hold of prayer, praying for him to release Peter, spare his life. Kept pushing through. And I tell you, they spoke to old Peter on the side. His little chains fell off. He said, bind on your sandals. He thought he'd seen a dream. He went through the first ward and the second ward. And the gates opened to him on their own record. And he went to where they was having prayer. And it said a damsel came to hurt him named Rhoda. When she was knocking at the door, she was knocking. And he said, old Peter stands at the door knocking. She said, no, it must be his ghost, what he said. And he began to knock. He began to keep knocking. I'm telling you, that's what it does. When you push, when you pray, things happen.
Amen. Praise God.
Go ahead. Things happen when you push.
Come on.
You have to push tonight. A lot of times, people don't want to push. They don't want to put no effort in it. I tell you, this gospel I preach tonight, if you put little in, you get little out. If you put much in, you get much out. That's what it is tonight. If you put little in prayer, you're going to get a little out of it, Brother Donnie. But if you put much in it, you're going to get much out of it. You go all the way back. You know, excuse me, you go forward. You know, I know there's some here that's hungry.
Come on,
that's on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you go to Acts chapter 2. When the 120 was in the upper room, when it was all in one mind, one place, you know, it was all praying. It was in one mind and one accord. You know, cloven tongues of the fire when it fell on each of them. I tell you what it was doing. It was tagging one for another, and it was praying, and it was pushing their way through. It was pushing their way through everything that come against the mind. I tell you, they would push it through. He said, you tarry here in the city of Jerusalem till you be anew from power from on high. I'm telling you, they was pushing.
That's right, amen. Come on.
And he came right on time. Push. Push. You know, there's so many in here. It's like myself. We got lost children. You know, I want to see saved. I want to see on the way to heaven.
Right.
I'm telling you where it comes from tonight. We got to push. We got to cry out. We got to cry out for them. You know, we got to be an intercessor. We got to be like no more than was when Moses, when he interceded for the children of Israel. He interceded for my brother, and he was a hard-hearted, disheartened people. But he interceded on their behalf. I'm telling you, that's what I want to do tonight. I want to intercede on behalf of my children and my church family. I want to be an interceder. I want to be one that can push.
Come on, brother man.
I want to be one that can push tonight. That's where it all comes from, is pushing. You know, that's what we need. We need prayer warriors.
Come on.
Prayer warriors, they push. They pray until they get an answer. They pray and push.
That's right.
Until they get an answer. You know, it puts me to mind of old Hezekiah. You know, when Isaiah the prophet, he told him, he said, get your house in order. You're going to surely die. You know, it told Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord turned Isaiah the prophet back around. He said, I had to the man 15 years.
Right.
What are you doing? It's through pushing.
Brother,
it's through prayer.
Amen.
Prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations.
Right.
Prayer changes people. Prayer is the answer.
That's right.
When you don't have the answer, Prayer's the answer.
Right, amen.
Prayer's the key. Prayer's the key tonight. Faith unlocks the door. Your faith unlocks the door to the blessings. You know what my Bible tells me also? A double-minded man and receive nothing of the Lord. His prayer is like a wind. A wave of the sea is tossed. He don't receive nothing of the Lord. I tell you, that double-minded man, he's unstable in all his ways tonight. I tell you tonight, get a hold of him. Push, pray, push, seek his face. Pray that something happens tonight. He's got it for you. He's got it for you. You know, I brought up last night, you know, at the altar service, we can enter into the holies of holies and we just pray and we just push. You know, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, when he said it was finished, it said the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. I tell you, man can enter in now. He can enter into that holy place. He can enter into the holy of holies. All we have to do is push, 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 and hold on just a little while. Right. And he's coming through.
Amen.
You know, my Bible tells me the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Right.
The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What do you need tonight? What do you need from God? What are you going through? What is your present situation? I don't know what you stand in need of, financial, physical, or what it is. But I'm telling you tonight, my Father owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. It's all his tonight.
Right.
If you just push your way on in, you can get what you need. You can get it tonight. You know, I know we ain't in revival services tonight. We ain't in camp meeting tonight. But I'm telling you, he's the same God that met with us all week. He's the same God that meet with us tonight. If we just take and cast off unbelief, and we just cast it off, an old cloud that gets over one's head, just cast it off. Just push a little while, and you can have what you need.
Brother, thank God.
What you need tonight. What you need tonight. He specializes in setting one free. When you're in bondage, when you're in strong heart bondage, he specializes in loosening one. You're looking at one tonight, brother. I was on strong heart bondage. You know, I was no more than was. I wonder was when Lazarus was in the tomb. You know, he was bound with grave clothes. The Lord said, Lazarus, come forth. And he come forth, bound with grave clothes. He said, loose him, set him free. That's the same way it was with me. I was bound with habits. I was bound with things of the world. And he said, loosen the night, set him free. I tell you what the Lord said, free tonight is free indeed.
Right.
A free man. Free man. You know, I was bought with a price tonight. This freedom comes with a price. I was bought with a price tonight. I glorify God in my body and my spirit, which belongs to him tonight. I tell you tonight, there's no more than Brother Jeff said last night. I want to present my body that living sacrifice. I tell you, that's where it's at. Keep pushing.
Amen.
Keep praying. Don't give up. The moment you give up, something could happen. Something could happen. Lord, help us to push. Help us as a church in a hole to push. Help us to push Georgia Mark. Help us push to Georgia Prize. I tell you, that prize is heaven. That's the main prize. And I don't want to lose focus.
Right, amen.
You know, so many times you can lose focus. We can start getting our eyes off on the left field. We can start getting our eyes off to the right field. But I want to be no more than this. When you see a horse race, or you go up to Ellis, Georgia, and you see them horses, when they were pulling them wagons, They got blinders right between their eyes where they can't see to the left. They can't see to the right. All they can do is see straight on. That's the way I want to see tonight, is straight on. As long as I stay straight, I'll make it home tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Who am I preaching to? We need a push. We need a push. We don't need to be looking down tonight. We need to be looking up. I'm telling you, we need to be looking at Him. We need to be looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith tonight. We need to pray
unless the Lord happens.
You know, that's what it is so many times. People ain't got no prayer in life.
Come on, brother. Go ahead.
Relationship. You know, we got to have a relationship. You know, the disciples, each and every one of them, they had a relationship. You know, even Jesus himself,
right.
He had a relationship with the Father. You know, even when he went to the Gethsemane right there, he was praying earnestly, and his sweat turned to great drops of blood. He said, Father, nevertheless, what I will, but not what I will, what your will be done. You know, he was in agony. Who was he praying to? He was praying to the Father. We got a Father in heaven that wants to hear from you tonight. I'm telling you tonight, build a relationship. Build an order. It's no more. I said a while back, when Noah come off the boat, the first thing he did is he built an order. And he done sacrifice to the Lord.
Right,
amen. That's what we need to do. You know, we need to be pushing. We need to be praying early in the morning. You know, that's where how it was. He had a relationship with the Lord in the cool of the day. It was a cool of the day. It could have been morning. It could have been evening. But I'm telling you, he had that relationship in the cool of the day. And that's what we need to do. We need to have a relationship and push through in the cool of the day.
That's right.
You know, I think it was Daniel. He was a nothing. He was a prayer warrior. He was one that would push his way through. You know, when they told him that he couldn't pray in one place, he said he opened the windows toward Jerusalem and he prayed three times a day. He pushed his way through three times a day, not fearing the king. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need to do. We need to push.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, before church, a few of us was talking about the Azusa Street Revival. You know, back in the turn of the century. You know, I think it was about 7 to 10 people. They got along and they started seeking God. They started pushing. They started praying. They started tearing. And it was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, that great revival, there was missionaries, there was evangelists, there was pastors and preachers that went that way and they received the power. I'm telling you, it's real tonight when we push our way through, when you find that power. Now you know what I'm saying tonight. When you tap into that power, that's where it's all at.
Amen, brother. Come on.
You know, we got to hook to a power source. You know, I think, you know, no more than it was the other day when that telephone pole got hit, there was no power. You know, it went for so long, power couldn't come out. Started plugging in the wires, started rewiring wires. Before you know it, you have power. That's what I'm telling you tonight, church. Reroute, regroup. We need to push. We need to pray. We need to tap into some power. You know, his church is a powerhouse. You know, in the day of Acts, they, a lot of people, especially the Baptist denominations, they said it was for back then. But I tell you, get in the book of Acts, it's for the church today. It's for the church tomorrow. It's for as many as are far off. As many as our Lord, our God, should call. It's for you. I mean, it's for you. But it takes pushing. It takes pushing tonight. It takes prayer. That's where it's all coming from.
Come on.
It's where it stems from. It takes prayer. You know, a few years ago, there used to be a show on come on the television said they had lifelines they had to use when it went off. They had an answer. They said, you don't know the answer, I'll give you the lifeline. I'm telling you the answer tonight. The lifeline is prayer. That's where your lifeline's at. It's through prayer. If you don't pray, all you're going to do is get weak. You're going to get discouraged.
That's right.
Before long, you have you out the door. I tell you, I come in this way 13 years ago, and I got some battles under my belt. You know, I got some discouraging times under my belt, Brother Horace. I got times when I've been praying like I ought to. I got times when I've been seeking like I needed to. And I tell you, it brought forth hard times. It brought forth discouragement. But when I started praying, when I fell on my face, I tell you, it wasn't long till he blessed me. It was no more than was like Elijah. I felt like I was getting into a place where I was back into a cave. And he said, what doest thou here? I'm telling you tonight, if you feel like you're back against the wall, try prayer tonight. Try a little faster tonight, and you'll get what you need.
Trumpet. Amen.
You know, a lot of people, they quit to check that email. This is what that email says. Get in the Word of God and take and read the Word of God and fall on your face, fall on your knees. I tell you, he answered an email tonight. When you kneel before the throne of grace, he's got the answer. It might not be in your timing, but he's a right on time God. He knows what you need. He knows how much you can bear. You know, he's the master potter. He knows how much the clay can bear tonight. He knows that breaking point. But I'm telling you tonight, just push and he'll make a way. When you seem like no way, he'll make a way for you. Sure, my goodness, he'll make a way.
That's right.
He's the way maker. He's the way maker. You know, in one place, he told Jeremiah, he said, you go down to the potter's house, and you'll see work on the potter's wheel. And he went down to the potter's house, and he was working that old clay, and he was turning that old clay. He was turning it, he was molding it. He was shaping it to what it needed to be. And he told Jeremiah, as that clay is mired in that potter's hand, so are you in mine tonight.
That's right.
We're in his hand.
Amen.
We're in his hand tonight. What we're going to do with it, we need to push. We need to push. We need to continue to pray. We need to pray as a church family. You know, I look what the Lord can do for this community through prayer. I look for what he can do for the church through prayer. You know, when you start having prayer, it's no more than that song that somebody sung the other day. When you got a little prayer, you know, a little fire's burning. I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need to know that there's fire burning. We need to know there's fire shut up in our bosom. You know, I know that fire's there because I pray and I seek his face. You know, the fire of God, it'll never be burning upon the altar.
Right, come on.
It'll never go out. It'll never go out tonight. That's one thing I pray tonight. Lord, set us ablaze. Lord, set burning on fire for you.
Right.
Lord, just let us be a praying church. Let us be a fasting church. Let us be one that sticks together in a whole. That's where it's at tonight. That's where it's at. Long as we push together. We push together, we can move mountains.
Right.
Long as we push together.
Amen.
Push. Pray until something happens. I've about preached long enough. I can't do it. But I know one that can. These altars are moving. They open tonight.